It's okay. You don't have to. I can just start.
No, it's coming. It's coming just for you.
That's what she said.
99, 98, 97. I'm just hand miming them now.
And welcome this week to another episode of Wick or the Winter's Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Fergie, aka also named Yellow Swag, and join me on the other line, as he does every week, is Dylan.
How you Hi, doing,
Dylan. And we actually have our first guest on this week. It's Commissioner Greg. How you doing, Commissioner?
Hello.
Greg?
Good.
Also known as Fellatio Jones.
Fellatio Jones, aka Henrik and Morty.
Got lots of AKAs, apparently.
AKA the all and powerful Commissioner.
That's right. Bow down before me, all of you.
All right.
Greg, I just understand you had lunch. Is that correct?
I did just pick up some lunch. I have not eaten it yet.
Oh, okay.
Feel free to masticate on microphone the entire time.
I hear that makes for very good podcasting, especially if you tag it ASMR in the iTunes.
Can't
what does that even mean?
ASMR? I don't actually know what it stands for.
It's like audio stimulation makes me Randy, something like that.
Okay. There's the podcast for everyone. Big news in the league. I think we had our first shutout this week.
A
team shutout, not team a shutout. Goalie shutout.
Yes, there's been several of those.
We did tie on one category, which ironically, what category?
Actually, I'd argue that Babies Got Backlund got one more. But quick rundown of the scores. Beast of New Haven beat also named Yellow Swag 7-5. I'd like to point out that at one point he was up 10-2.
All right, so you made it respectable.
I made it respectable. I really, at the end of the day, I just want to make sure my chart performance looks good. And that's what we're all here for.
You want it to just keep going up? Is that what you're looking for?
That's correct. Yeah, I don't want a flat line.
You don't want a flat line. That would be embarrassing.
That would be. And I don't know.
No, I went up 1 point from last week. So there's a slight grade there.
How do you go up 1 point?
When you zoom out, it's going to look pretty flat.
I switched it to a logarithmic map or chart at one point, and it was a straight line.
So. Ah,
okay. Sevensteins beats Henrik and Morty 5-4.
This is my first loss, like my first weekly loss.
Right.
So I took it pretty hard.
Right. What were your coping mechanisms?
Well, let's see. A lot of crying myself to sleep. Crying during my sleep. I cried myself awake one time. It's been unpleasant.
Right. That's a lot of. A lot of salty tears.
Yes, I've had to stay very hydrated. I went and picked up a Costco pack of Gatorade.
Babies Got Backlund over at Drake for 10 and 18, 12-0. Dylan, do you have anyone on your team that you just need to tell, like, you know, pick up their bootstraps, just really, you know, go
yeah,
after
who really it? Screwed you last week? Whose fault is it?
Honestly, like, everybody's? Okay, so I mean, last week I talked about this. Brendan Saad basically shooting all of the shots and not scoring or doing anything else.
Oh my goodness! He had
this
13
week again,
shots.
13 shots, one goal. One game he had like 7 shots and didn't score. You know, it's not really a you don't have a great team when Kadri is leading your team points. I really thought Eichel was gonna have a breakout year. Everyone was talking about how Buffalo was gonna. Be great this year. Jack Eichel's healthy. Da 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 da. They've been shit. They've been a real shit team. I dropped Sebastian Aho this week, which I regret.
Oh, yeah, if you had just been super duper patient.
No, but I picked him up thinking that it would be like a good investment, right?
Oh, I thought the same investment. Thing. I put a claim in on him too.
And guess what happened yesterday?
Was it 4 points?
Derek picked him up, and he scored a goal finally and got two assists.
To be fair, Derek picked him up after,
right.
So he didn't get those points.
Right.
So but I'm hoping he's a one-off because I'm versing Derek this week.
He's speculating, and I hope that his speculation is...
You're hoping this is a buy-high moment?
As, yeah, I hope. I'm sad. But I also don't feel like too bad because Paul got real lucky this week. All of his goalies are good, which I find is kind of lucky, where my
team is unfair.
Yeah, it's just not really that fair. And he does have the impenetrable Jason Zucker on his team.
That guy,
scored 6 goals and
didn't he score? I think it was 6 goals, and they were all in a row for his team.
Oh yeah,
or something like that.
Can I
like
no?
The
he scored
last
4
six goals. The Minnesota Wild have scored were all Jason Zucker.
Yes, this is true. Let me just read the stat line from his game against Montreal: 3 goals plus 3. 2 penalty minutes, 1 shorthanded goal, 1 game-winning goal, and 7 shots.
Ooh.
So right there, he won 3 categories.
So you lost to Jason Zucker.
I lost to Jason Zucker. I would like to motion that Paul changes his team name to the Jason Zuckers.
The Jason Zuckers, and you will be the I Am Sods.
Oh man, that's really good, yeah.
I will say, I do appreciate Paul actually does have Backlund on his roster, though, so unlike a certain guest on this podcast, at least his theme makes sense.
I would like to once again reiterate that I did draft Henrik Sedin, and he was on my team. It is not my fault that he is a terrible fantasy player.
He's not even top 10 on the Canucks. What is going
on? Greg, how many shots does Henrik Sedin have right now?
Right now? I don't know, but he had 3 when I dropped him after like 5 games or something.
If only
I think it's now 4.
If only we had passes.
It's not like I dropped
and one goal,
and he got up there. Like he hasn't improved.
Just to round out the rest of the scores from the week, we got Brent's behind coming into the first with an 8-2 win over Airbuddies. So Silvers and Yoel Swag Swahili coming out 5-5. Much better performance to Yoel Hag Swahili.
That's his first non-loss.
His first non-loss.
He
won a couple goalie categories, you know,
by playing them.
That's the trick.
Yeah, still has Marc-Andre Fleury and not using that IR spot, but you know.
Interesting.
Does he understand how that works?
Baby
I don't
steps.
Know.
Okay.
Baby
now,
steps.
This week he played his players. Next week we'll explain how to use an IR spot.
He has roster moves, so he's 2 roster moves, but he's making his moves.
All right. It's not about how you start, it's how you finish.
That's correct. And Godfellas 10-2 over Tootin in the stall. P Sharp's 9-2 win over Shut Your Five Hole. So overall pretty normal week. Not really any major upsets.
Like, I'm really upset that Nick is leading this entire league.
This is like a blemish on all of our houses.
It just makes me feel like I haven't performed well enough to beat him.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is in a hockey pool, and there's a guy in his hockey pool named Evo, and they always make fun of him for not knowing anything about hockey. I feel like Nick is our Evo or Taco.
Well, Nick's team when he drafted kind of seemed like he had the fantasy hockey draft guide from 2014.
That is how Nick drafts. It's like a really good team, but from
he bought one and then he just kept using it. And why wouldn't
off?
Yeah.
I feel like wasn't that Brent's strategy too?
No, Brent just drafts the same team every year.
The average age of his team is literally 45.
Yes. He's had to scramble to find new players because his keep retiring.
There's a couple like pretty famous like sons of good hockey players in the league now, right? Like there's Nylander and Domi.
Kachuk.
And that's somehow Brent has all their dads.
Who knew Brett Hull was still in the system? So Greg, you've been commissioner for how long of the league?
What was it you were saying, Dylan? You were...
This is 2013.
2013, yeah. So it's been a couple of years.
I really think
now.
The people would love to hear, you know, just a brief oral history of the league, if you guys can recall.
Sure. Dylan, you started the league, right?
Yes.
2010?
2010.
2011?
It was called the Dogmore Pool, which I think was funny 7 years ago.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
Different time, right? Yeah.
I'm sorry, was Steve a member of the league right now?
You know what? I think he may have been. Let's find out.
Yeah, he was.
Yes, we had the Gregosaurus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was the Winnipeg Jets. This is true.
Yeah, he's been doing that defunct team name thing for years.
Years. Greg won the league that year.
Do you want to know how I won the league?
By playing?
Yes. Well, I mean, most of us played. Some exceptions.
Hey, I came fourth.
Which is remarkable out of eight. I won because I had Daniel Sedin and Ryan Kesler, and that was the year that Ryan Kesler scored like 50 goals.
Oh yeah, dude, I can't even see your stats. No, he scored 41 goals.
41.
And then somebody on CBC said he is a better center than 29 other centers or something. He'd be a first line center on 29 other teams or something like that.
Yes, he was the second line center on the Canucks, and he would have been the first line center on every other team. Holy, I think that's a little generous because I think Sidney Crosby still existed then, and
he
might have been injured that year.
Do you know who else had 41 goals that season?
Who?
Daniel Sedin.
Yes.
Also on your team.
Yes.
Do you know who else had 50 goals that season?
Who?
Who was also on your team?
I'm sensing a theme here.
Corey Perry.
Yeah.
The all-star of the
year. That is my golden year. I've been trying to live up to that, and it just hasn't happened.
You also had Lubomir Visnovsky.
I think he was good back then.
Goals.
What there the you go. See?
Yeah, he was like a hot like trade deadline acquisition target like the next year or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so after that, it was the Galactic Showdown, which I came second to last in, and Brent won,
mm-hmm.
and Greg came second.
That's so Galactic right. Showdown.
Oh, that one came down to like the last day. I remember. I was watching the categories live, like during the last game of the season, and I needed like maybe a couple shots and a shutout or something to beat Brent on the last day, and it didn't happen.
I do remember that.
The Galactic Showdown implies that perhaps there was players in that league from other planets?
Yes, there was.
Yes,
it was the Ballon Stars. My team's name was the Fadge.
Ooh.
And I don't know why. It's a bad name.
Yeah. It's a terrible name. 2017, come on.
Okay, in 2013, we had the first Greg Commissioner league.
It was a joyous year, and everyone rejoiced.
Was it coup d'état by Greg to take over for Dylan?
That was something like that, yeah. It was a military coup.
I took it by
force. Yeah, military coup. Are you tired of terrible teammates?
This was when I was called the St. Louis Shoes.
I mean, better than the Fadge, but not by much.
And Derek won that year.
Yeah.
He won it on the backs of, let's see, John Tavares,
mm-hmm.
Jamie Benn,
mm-hmm.
and Claude Giroux before he decided to not be a first-line player anymore.
He's back.
I know he is back.
This is true.
Do you guys remember that picture of Claude Giroux that offseason where he had like the double wrist cast and he was playing beer pong?
No. Do you remember the story of Claude Giroux groping a policeman?
I do remember that. That's like a Montreal bar.
Is that how he got his cast?
No, he like, it was like after the regular season, and I think the Philadelphia Flyers were also pretty terrible, but he was like playing. And then he had to get like double wrist surgery for both his wrists. I don't know. As like a completely like not a professional athlete.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm cutting ahead.
I was going to say, like, I think I would have drawn the line. Like, how? I think after one hit on an NHL ice, I'd like just draw the line and be like, nah, I'm just going to go home. This is not worth whatever
money. You're assuming after that you can still think coherent thoughts.
This is true. Yeah. Dylan, I cut you off. What were you going to say? Dylan?
Joined us. Timon and Pumbaa. Timon and Pumbaa?
Yeah.
It's Timon
and Pumbaa?
Timon
and
Pumbaa. No, it's just Timon and
Timon and Pumbaa.
Oh, Timon and Pumbaa.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah.
I get it.
That rhymes with Mata, right?
Truba.
Truba.
Oh, God. Moving on. The next year after that was 2014. I came second to last. And it looks like, oh, my God, did this actually happen? Steve won that year?
Steve won that year. Yes. Steve.
As the Xfinity. Oh, gosh. There's a post here from that says, and we have a winner. And it says, hey, everyone. Thanks again. Great season. Congrats to Phoenix Coyotes, Stephen Orr. Way to pull in front of me with only a couple of games left. I'm not bitter at all. Anyways, I'll be sending out another invite next season. Oh, my God. And Steve posted, like, a nice response. Was a fun season. Ended up being down to the wire. See you all next season. What the hell?
There's room for civility in all of this.
I'm just shocked.
Can we pinpoint when Steve became mean?
Yeah, let's find out. So the next season was 2015.
If you go back, Dylan, you came second last that year?
Yeah.
Is that one of the years where you quit before the end of the year? I might have solved the riddle here. Steve is nice when Dylan is not around.
I had Crosby on my team that year. Why did I quit?
Was he concussed?
Probably.
Yeah.
No, he had still like 80.
That was probably one of the like 3 years in a row where you got to draft first overall.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
The Dylan Oilers.
Okay. Next season. This was 2015. This is right before the explosion. This was still a six-person team. Mm-hmm. And this is the birth
before of the expansion.
Yeah, this is before the expansion. This is the birth of behind, which was
right. Okay, is this the year where Derek and Nick co-teamed it, or was that the year before? Was this the first year that was?
I think that was the year before because
it was the year before. Okay, so now
Streets behind,
breaking out on his own, drafting his own team. How did you do?
Second to last.
Oh, okay,
but. Ironically, was before Brent, who was last.
Yes, yes. Brent had a bad year that year.
So this was like just us plus Steve. Where did you go, Fergie? You weren't in this league.
No, I think. What year was this?
2015.
This was 2015.
So I was in the year before, right?
Yeah, you were.
This is the year I actually like did really well in fantasy football.
Oh, you specialized.
I think we found another trend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a post on this that says, from me, that said, Jagr's all-star points count, right? Oh, and another congratulations from Greg. Oh, this one's way better. And so ends another season. Congrats to Derek. Well played. We tried to catch you in the end, but you just held on. I hope you'll all play again next season. Dylan actually didn't quit this year. We'll be doing a keeper league, continuing from this season. I don't think that happened.
We never
it
did.
It didn't because we expanded the league.
Right.
And a keeper wouldn't have made sense.
Yeah.
But yes, at the beginning of that year, you said, let's do a keeper league. And I said, we'll do a keeper league when you play one entire fantasy year without quitting.
Hey, it worked.
It did work.
We never actually did one.
Yes. So I got the result without having to pay your price.
At the end of this, it says, anyways, it's been a pleasure. Fuck you, Derek. Have a good summer.
Come on.
See? Cordial. Just very high class.
And then, well, from Derek, well, it definitely was hard holding on to the lead for 6 months.
That's right. That was kind of a shit show runaway season by Derek.
Great season, everyone. Looking forward to seeing you all in the Keeper League. Brent, you definitely don't want to keep someone as injury-prone as McDavid. Just cut your losses now. And let's not forget the most important thing to happen this season. Dylan didn't win.
Yeah. Something we can all agree on.
Well, Dylan's never won, so that's okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Hold on, we haven't gotten to that year. And then Nick says, well, that was a hoot. And then it says, Derek, as per usual, can suck it. And then, 2016, we all know what happened that year.
Yeah, we quit playing fantasy hockey.
Yeah, that was the lost season.
That was the lost season.
Or as you can Atlanta see here,
season.
Mm-hmm.
In the championship bracket, it says Dylan first bye week, and there's a lovely little picture of Mr. Erickson looking up to the sky.
That picture will never get old.
And good to hear that Dylan's imagination has never been more vivid. Mm-hmm. So what I'm taking away from all this is that, Greg, you've been the commissioner for a number of years, and you've obviously seen your fair share of like leaks, squabbles, and stuff like that. So there's some chatter in the group throughout the week. Nick, too, newcomer to the league, mm-hmm. YOLO Swag Swahili, really feels like I'm stealing his cultural identity, bullying. These are just some terms he's throwing out.
These are very serious accusations.
They are, and honestly, I think I'm doing it in the guise of, like, you know, satire. And,
fair use.
Yeah.
Creative Commons.
Yeah. Common. So, you know, as commissioner, maybe we can have Dylan play the role of Nick too, for the sake of this discussion.
I will not.
but Greg, I think Nick too wants some sort of justice. I don't know.
Some sort of ruling.
Am I in the right? Am I under, you know, my creative license to parody his team name just to point out how ridiculous it is? Or,
as I understand fair use, you are allowed to use copyright material, such as a fantasy hockey name, if you are commenting on it as a satire or as some sort of joke, or you're pointing it, making fun of it, that sort of thing's okay. You're not allowed to use it if you're just like, hey, look how great this is. Right. So the fact that you don't like his name puts you in the right to use it as kind of as a look how stupid this is. Everyone, look, this was a dumb thing, and I'm now commenting on it. If you liked his name, then you would be in the wrong. You're not allowed to pay tribute to it as like, hey, that's a good team name. My name is also that team name. That's how good it is. So, unfortunately, as the commissioner, this is kind of a double whammy decision. You are in the right, Fergie. And
right.
Also, it is a bad name. That being said, he should keep it, because if he changes it now, that looks bad on him.
It's true. He wouldn't want to cut his losses. So, you heard it here first. Nick, too. I'm keeping my team name. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm doing it under the parody. The commissioner says it's okay.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Fergie, on winning this case. Also, your name is even worse than his.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you win. Wait. You're in the right. Congratulations. You have the worst team name in this whole thing.
I think we're overlooking something here. Are they not playing for the rights to this name this week?
No. Is it a YOLO Swag double matchup?
It is a YOLO Swag matchup.
Okay. Well, you know what? As commissioner, I rescind my ruling. There's new evidence that has been brought forth. And my new ruling is the winner of the week gets to keep the name.
Okay. Yes. <That's> good.
Man.
And so it is decreed. If it is in the case of a tie, the name shall be split in two, and each of you shall receive half. Okay.
One is YOLO, the other is Swag Swahili.
One will be Swahili. YOLO Swa, and the other one will be Ag Swahili.
Sounds great. I'll take the first part, because I'll be above him in the standings.
Hey!
Greg, I just wanted to take a look at your roster here. You have quite a collection. Obviously, you have an amazing season. You were in first for most of it. You're just barely in second. Who's really been the MVP of your team this year?
Without a doubt, the MVP. It was remarked upon as I drafted him that he might be the steal of the league. But Nikita Kucherov at 9th overall has been fantastic. He is currently ranked as the number one fantasy player in the whole league, so that has really helped me. I've kind of counted on him for at least
everything.
A point, yeah. I've really been riding his back. he's carried me out of a lot.
Yeah, just to read out his stats here: 16 goals, 14 assists, plus minus of 9, shots and goals, 73. Just an all-round stud.
I believe there's been 2 games where he's been held pointless. 2 games this season. Most games he has at least 2 points. Point game is a disappointment for Nikita Kucherov.
He has 30 points in 18 games.
Yeah, it's That's ridiculous.
Crazy. I will let you know that as a stats guy, he's riding a 21% shooting percentage. So,
okay, so not as bad. So he's not quite a sniper like Derek Dorsett riding that 40. But, you know, he's a decent hockey player.
You might want to cool your expectations on Nikita Kucherov. I think you should sell high right now. I have some players that I would love to trade you. Jack
I'm
Eichel
sure you
right
do.
Now is a great pickup. You're buying low on him right now if you want to.
I mean,
do
the problem with Jack Eichel, he already got his huge contract. Like, where's the motivation for him to play? Like, the Buffalo Sabres are going to be terrible this year anyways. Like, why not?
Yeah, Jack Eichel, he's got his huge raise. He's been named the coach and GM of the Buffalo Sabres. Right? There's nowhere. He has nothing else to prove. He just gets to sit back and rake it in for the next 8 years.
Why didn't you guys tell me that before I drafted him in the first round?
Okay, well, if you remember, here's some advice. Draft him in 8 years when it's a contract year.
Okay.
And Greg, you know, we have a really wide listening fan base. I've heard players are tuning in now. If you could just call out one player on your team, you know, just to tell them to really pick it up.
To step it up.
Yeah, step
it up. You know what? It seems mean because he's so young and I would assume brittle and fragile. But I'm gonna have to call out Clayton Keller here. He's had a great season. All his due. He's been performing well above expectations. However, he's been pointless in the last 3 games, so I'm going to need him to get a little kick in the butt and start scoring some more.
You heard it here first. Clayton Keller, step it up, buddy. You're 9. Well, how is he? He's like 18? Is he Sam Bennett's age? Or
18-year-old Sam Bennett? No, yeah. I think he's 19.
Okay.
So he's an adult. 18-year-old Clayton Keller.
Yeah, he was drafted. I think he played 1 more year in college.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Okay, so Clayton Keller, you're a 19-year-old, you're an adult. Greg, you know, I don't know, an adult in Edmonton really needs you to step it up for his fantasy hockey team.
It's not too much to ask.
It's not too much to ask. All right. Everybody do their parts.
Leading the Calder race is not good enough. I need you back to a point-a-game pace.
Immediately.
Timu Solani
Look at Kucherov. Be more like Kucherov is all we
need. Yeah, right? You're both right-wingers. Your
place has triple eligibility. He should be getting 3 times as much points as Kucherov.
That's a good point, right? Kucherov's lazing it up on just one wing. Come on.
You have the whole ice, Keller. All right.
Come on.
So, Greg, I understand as commissioner, you also have access to everyone's, you know, smack talk chat.
Oh, yeah. Anything you put in the Yahoo Sports app, I have access to.
Right.
Including, like, where your mouse hovers and how long you're spending on each page. What other tabs are open.
What your buying habits are on Amazon.
Exactly. Google Incognito does not work. There is a lot of backdoors built into this Yahoo service here.
Right.
Are you responsible for the hack?
No comment.
So, and I understand we have quite a bit of rivalry starting to brew up in the league.
There is. People are going very personal.
Is there anyone that's really sticking out here?
You know what? You might not realize it, but Megan has a lot of beef with a lot of people.
My goodness, Megan. What's she saying?
I mean, look, there's stuff that's being said behind closed doors that is not appropriate. And I can't repeat all of that.
Right.
But there's a, let's just say her asterisk key must be very, very worn by now.
Well, at least she's censoring herself.
Oh yeah, it's very admirable. I mean, she is a lake.
I heard she said something just it's absolutely blasphemous towards Steve. Mm-hmm. You know, and we probably can't repeat on the podcast. It says something about his family and imagination, dog.
Yeah. She said that she hopes his family, imagination, and dog all die like his Apple Watch did.
Right. And
and you gotta bleep that out, right, Dylan? That can't. Right.
We can't. I've put down a timestamp.
Okay.
So we Steve, next week in the chat, however you want to respond, Megan's coming after you. She's going for the throat. She's going for the jugular. You know, we need a response. You know, you got to stand up for yourself. You know, it's Megan versus Steve this week. It's rivalry week in the fantasy hockey land.
Mm-hmm. I heard that their Saturday games are all on NBC.
Right. And I believe on NBC they'll actually have a counter. It's the Godfellas versus the Beast of New Haven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they've got full access to the Yahoo Live stat tracker.
It's a high score matchup right now. It's 4-6. Beast of New Haven over the Godfellas, but you know,
it looks like it's very skewed players versus goalies.
Right.
And I believe goalie stats aren't going to hold up.
As
Megan plays a game.
I really think that he's going to be able to ride Jake Allen's 6 goals against average.
Gotcha, and 6 goals against
833 save percentage.
Well, Megan may not be totally in the wrong here for.
Yeah. Does Megan have all her goalies injured like every other team?
Ryan Miller played one game and is now day to day. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Who is Aaron Dell? Doesn't he make computers?
As a side job, he also is the backup goaltender.
Ah, okay.
For the San Jose Sharks. He's the one who just shut out the Canucks.
Okay. He's also really good at goalies.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah. So the Canucks were just shut out by some sort of weird computer man.
All right. And as is always, like the NHL. You know, they kind of suffer from this news cycle in the league.
Hold on, Fergie. Before you go on, can we pause for 1 second? I've drank too much water, and I need to pee. I'll be right back.
Okay, you need to grab a charger.
If it's just me, I would like to just continue on that Megan versus Steven thing. So Steve's now winning the goalie categories with that 6 goals against. Megan benched Ben Bishop on Monday, who, to be fair, led in 5 goals with an 821. That 5 goals against average would have been enough to be ahead of Steve there. So while it seems like it was a good benching, let's see if that comes back and bites her.
Gosh.
I'm back.
Dylan's back.
Did you guys do anything without me?
Greg kept riffing on terrible goalie stats and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was really funny.
Okay, I'm going to cut it all out.
Oh, no, good. It was really good. All right.
Slow news day.
Yes, slow news day. All right. And, oh, you should put an ad in here.
This week is sponsored by Blue Apron. When you're too lazy to cook, but I guess not
still
too
want to.
Wait.
Also too lazy to order takeout or go to a restaurant?
When you're too lazy to cut vegetables, but not too lazy to cook.
Okay.
No?
They really gotta work on that tagline.
Yeah, that's a bad tagline. I got a recipe for rock soup.
Rock soup.
Stoop? No, soup.
Isn't that a song by the Police?
Rock stoop?
Rock stoop.
Wow.
You don't have to put on the broth. I don't know.
Okay, all of this is getting cut out. Today's podcast has been brought to you by Discord. Discord beta with video coming out next year.
Mm-hmm. All you right. thought Dacord was good? Check out Discord.
All right. All right. And we're back. Thanks for all our sponsors. We're always looking for new sponsors here on the Winter's Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast.
All of our current sponsors keep leaving us?
Yes.
Because all our current sponsors are imaginary.
Oh, fictional. That's right.
But we're big fans of food, mattresses, anything that really cuts out the middleman.
Anyone that agrees to pay money to this podcast, yes. Big fans.
So we look forward. You can hit us up on Twitter.
Do we have a Twitter account?
Is there a Twitter account?
No.
Okay. So just like hashtag what? What are we looking
for? Oh, hashtag WICFHP.
Oh, I hate that acronym.
There you go. Hashtag Fahugagads. And tell us that you want to be on.
Hashtag tweet at the St. Louis Shoes, and we'll be sure to get you in. That's a terrible nickname. Gosh. All right. So the NHL, guys, where do you think it ranks in terms of like popular sports in America? So like number four, so behind baseball and basketball and like football is number one.
Right. Hey, do you remember when the basketball team said they weren't going to meet President Trump, and then the football team wasn't going to meet President Trump, and then the Pittsburgh Penguins put out like a press release that day, and they were like, "We're going to go meet the president."
Yeah,
I believe that day a bunch of white supremacists were like, "See, hockey's great, full of white guys, and they support Trump."
Right.
So while hockey might not be number one in the U.S., it's number one with white supremacists. So that's something.
This is getting too real. I don't like it.
My goodness. I still feel like NASCAR is number one in that. But
oh, that's true.
but hockey's definitely gaining momentum. But a lot of those markets really cultivate this kind of like 24-hour news cycle. So a lot of the time, so the NHL obviously has to do that. So a lot of times you'll be browsing the internet and you'll see a headline that just kind of goes like, this writer clearly had nothing to write about today. And so we'll call the segment Slow NHL News Day. This one comes from Sportsnet. The headline reads, Sedins and the Thorn share a mutual respect for each other. thoughts, guys?
It was Henrik Sedin and Joe Thornton?
No, the Sedins.
Just the Sedins?
Both of them.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know if this has happened in an All-Star game, but a line with Henrik Sedin, Joe Thornton, let's put Daniel Sedin in there too, and that line would do nothing but pass the puck between all three of them, and no one would ever shoot, and they would just keep passing, looking for that assist. And it would be beautiful, beautiful, useless hockey.
I have a theory. I have a theory. Was Thornton on the 2010 gold medal team?
He was. They had the whole San Jose Sharks line, right? They had Heatley, Marlowe, and Thornton.
It was the Canadian Sharks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So what I think happened is that during that time, Thornton was actually using the Sedin's stall in the dressing room. Mm-hmm. And maybe he put out some like incense and some flowers, and he had like a little shrine there in their stall. And then after the Olympics, he just left it there, and he had like a little card with a, you know, a little handwritten note.
A little thank you.
He sealed it with a kiss, you know, slack right on the back. Nice. And he left it for them. And since then, they've just been like really good pen pals.
Right.
He like snipped a little bit of his beard, put it there for
Here's
them.
Here's a locket of my beard.
Here's a lock. Yeah, it's like, and both of the Sedins wear golden necklaces with a little heart charm filled with Joe Thornton hair in it.
Mm. Okay. It's a heart split three ways. And then when they're together, they all attach, right?
Yeah, which... but when you put them together in the wrong way, it kind of makes a dick, which is really
unfortunate. Which section of beard hair did they get a clipping from? Was it from the darker outsides, or was it from the white racing stripe?
It was from his crotch beard.
Oh, ooh, interesting.
Do you ever think, like, the Thornton or Henrik Sedin just kind of look at this, like, you know how, like, a lot of things, I watch a lot of basketball. So, like, a lot of times, like, older basketball players would be like, oh, these new players, all they do is shoot three-pointers and dunk. None of them shoot, like...
Wait, all they do is, like, score points?
Yeah.
Like, what they're supposed to do?
Isn't that the point of basketball? What are these old players doing? Just, like, spinning the ball on their fingers?
They're whistling.
So, he's spinning the ball on his fingers. Take it!
So do you ever think, like, Sedin and Thornton just, like, look at these players, like, oh, all these guys want to do is spin aramas and shoot in between their legs.
Yeah,
no one wants to go back to the basics of
skating fast
around. Yeah.
The basics of playing soccer on ice. Yeah.
They don't want to continuously pass the puck around the offensive zone for a minute and a half. Gah.
Didn't Thornton get like 100 assists one year?
Oh, yeah. That's all he gets.
Right, he had 100 points and 89 of them were assists?
Yeah, I think that was the year he got traded, right? From Boston to San Jose?
No.
It was one of the years that we beat them in the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well,
that would have been...
It was like 2011, maybe?
2011. Oh, I will never forget the end of that 2011 series when the reporter like was talking to Kevin Bjax. It's like, Kevin, you beat Chicago in 7. You beat... Oh, who did we play in the second round?
Nashville.
You beat Nashville in 6. San Jose in 5. What do you think is going to happen against Boston? And then Kevin Bjax just kind of like laughs. And I forever will think that was the moment we were doomed.
I mean, we technically did beat them in 4.
I don't want to talk about this guy.
This is darker than Megan's messages.
This is too soon.
Thing from Rivalry Week, Steve actually does have Derek Dorsett on his lineup.
All right, he did pick him up. He hasn't dropped him yet.
No, he's still there.
Okay, this guys, you got to go and look in. What are Derek Dorsett's stats for the last like 5 games?
I'm on it.
He has 1 goal and -2 and 21 penalty minutes.
He's got all those pims. And a shorthanded goal. Guys, Derek Dorsett's ranked number 11 in fantasy.
Gosh.
Oh, I don't want to live this the world anymore.
Is this the year that Steven wins again?
Oh, no.
The real beast of New Haven is Derek Dorsett.
Steven's team is made up of people that are like, that nobody knows.
I mean,
Kevin has Steve gone hard in on like role players? He's got Gudas.
Maybe he's figured out something that we haven't figured out yet.
His team has more grit than ever, is what we can agree.
That's true.
Yeah.
He does have Trouba and Dumba. Right?
Well,
so
yeah. He's got the memes. He's got the grit. He's got everything.
He has the rhymes, you know? Dumba, yeah. Gudas, Trouba.
They almost have the exact same stats.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of coming to the end of our podcast here. Usually people like to plug, you know, what's going on. Sorry, that was my mom.
Hi, mom.
I like to plug my breakfast from this morning. I put onions in my hash browns.
Oh, always a good move.
Yeah, I learned from Gordon Ramsay. I grated the potatoes, squeezed them out, made them really dry. How about you guys? What do you guys got going?
Do you want to go, Dylan?
I'd like to plug the USB-C adapters that I have to use on my computer.
You like to plug them in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you ever unplug them?
Yeah.
Dylan, this is not a time for unplugs. This is plugs.
Gosh. And how about you, Greg?
I would like to plug the lunch that I'm about to enjoy.
Yeah, 1 second,
oh,
Mom.
Oh, boy. What are you doing?
I don't know how I can explain this. I think that's a good time.
Mom, it's like radio, but I'm on it.
Gosh. This has been another episode of Winter is Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast. Everybody take care. Happy to be. We'll see you next week.
That was the best. Did he leave? He just left. That's amazing. Mom, oh my God.
Mom, you can't barge in while I'm podcasting.
I'm keeping all of this in. All right. I guess I'm the host now. Fergie's never going to return.
Oh, good. And Dylan's going to just quit halfway through, and I'm going to become the.
All right, everyone. See you later.